We're back on Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. The Civilian Office of Police Accountability tomorrow will release video footage of a Chicago police officer fatally shooting 13-year-old Adam Toledo. Earlier today, Mayor Lightfoot was asked if she's seen the video.
I'm not going to offer up my own thoughts about it. As you know, there are two separate independent investigations that are going on, one primarily led by COPA. I really think it's important for them to have the space that they need to be able to do their work. So I'm not going to offer my own commentary about that.
Mayor Lightfoot asked what she thought of the video, as she did say earlier that she had seen it. Alderman Brian Hopkins is on the phone line now, the Alderman of the 2nd Ward. Alderman, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Steve.
So your I just said a few minutes ago, Alderman, you know, this is one of those stories where it's big. We're talking about it, but I don't want to predict what might happen, right, or get ahead of ourselves. So just tell me what you make of or what you expect with the release of the video tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen the video either, although it has been described to me by multiple people who have seen it. And those descriptions have been consistent and somewhat graphic and disturbing as well. So I think the one thing I can say now is it's important that we adjust our expectations for what this video is actually going to reveal. For people who are thinking it's going to be like, a video review of whether the runner was safe at first or something like that, it is not that type of video. You know, in society now we're used to that type of definitive video. This video was shot by a body-worn camera in a dark alley at 3 a.m. on a police officer who was running as fast as he could. So the type of clarity and resolution that people often expect from a video, which, you know, we expect will tell us the truth when, you know, maybe other things are not telling us the truth, it may not rise to that level of certainty that so many people seem to be hoping for.
All right, tell me more specifically, what have people who've seen it told you that they saw on the video?
The description is very consistent with what the state's attorney's office has described already in court. You know, that you had two offenders, both, you know, at an alley location known for gang activity. One of them was firing at a vehicle, and we now have conclusive evidence to suggest it was not Adam Toledo that was firing at that vehicle, yet somehow he wound up with the gun in his hand at the time that he was shot. So the video is going to show some of the chase, and it's unfortunately going to show the actual shooting and then the aftermath of the shooting when the officer attempted to render life-saving aid immediately. I think there's some question as to whether that part of the video will be released because the way it's been described to me is that part of the video is extremely disturbing. It's basically a 13-year-old dying on the ground in an alley. I don't think anyone really needs to see that. Certainly the family probably doesn't want that out there. And that doesn't answer the questions that so many have is, you know, whether the shooting was justified or not. All of those questions are going to be focused on the seconds leading up to the shooting, not so much the officer's attempt unsuccessfully to save Adam Toledo's life.
So there were two people there, but only one gun. The other person, the 21-year-old, was the one doing the shooting, and then somehow the gun was transferred to Adam?
Correct, yeah. And I do believe the video and people trying to make up their minds about whether this shooting was justified or not, you know, and you played the mayor's comments. She didn't want to opine on that, even though she's seen it. The assumption I'm making, not having seen it, is there are two separate independent decisions that were made that night that led to what happened. The first was the decision that the officer made to shoot. And I'm assuming that he made that decision because he felt his life was in danger. And we'll look at the circumstances that the video shows, and we'll all make our determinations as to whether or not we agree that the officer was correct in assuming his life was in danger and he had no choice but to shoot. The second independent decision is the one that Adam Toledo made. Well, actually a series. He made a decision to flee when he saw the officer show up within a minute after the shot spotter had detected gunshots being fired. He saw the police. He decided to run from the police. He had a gun in his hand, and he was ordered repeatedly to drop the gun, drop the gun, drop the gun. That's a command you can hear over and over, and he decided not to drop the gun. And then at the moment that he appears to turn, There's some question about whether or not he does drop that gun as he's being shot. So again, you know, we're never going to have the luxury of having Adam Toledo tell us what he was thinking at the time. But the time span between those decisions, when the officer decides he must shoot and Adam Toledo deciding he is either going to drop the gun or stop fleeing, it potentially is tenths of a second between those two decisions being made. For those of us civilians who are not in law enforcement, for Chicagoans who are concerned about the state of our society and how things like this rip us apart at the seams, we're all going to have to make our own decisions. Okay. Based on what we see and what we're going to do going forward. This is obviously a very challenging time for the city.
I want to repeat what you started with, just to make sure everyone is clear on this. You haven't seen the video, but you've had several people describe it, so you're confident in your description. So let's go back to the moment right before the shooting. You seem to be saying, first of all, quickly, did Adam Toledo then turn toward the officer just before the shooting?
You know, not having seen it, it's hard for me to answer that question based on the description. I think that's what is really going to be the focus of everyone wanting to watch it repeatedly to try to make a determination. He did have a gun in his hand at some point. You know, he was shot. When did he drop the gun? Before or after he was shot? Again, that may amount to tenths of a second.
Well, that's
I don't know.
That's what
we're going to have to. We're going to have to wait to see the video to make that determination. But it wasn't. I can tell you, it wasn't a long period of time. The entire event, you know, happened like within approximately a minute.
Well, the
so
people,
we're
the people
about
who
a very,
Alderman, the
very
people
quickly
who
developing scenario here.
The people who described the video for you must have given it a characterization one way or another. Did they think he had dropped the gun before the shooting, or did they think he was holding the gun at the time of the shooting?
I never got a definitive declarative statement about that. And that leads me to believe, as I said earlier at the preface of my remarks, this is not like a video replay at a baseball mm-hmm. game. It is not that type of steady, clear camera angle where everything is perfect and you can slow it down and freeze frame it and analyze it. It just isn't that at all. In fact, it's the opposite.
Yesterday.
And we've all seen that. We've all seen people who have a cell phone in their hand while they're running and they're filming a video and you try to watch it later.
Sure.
And it's like, it's impossible. So I really believe when the video is released, there's going to be some frustration as people trying to scrutinize it and really unable to glean the facts, you know, to not see through the noise, if you will.
Okay, so,
you know, again, 3 a.m. in a dark alley, a shaky video, it may not provide the level of certainty that so many of us would like.
I understand that. So yesterday, a group, the Little Village Community Center group, had a news conference, and they talked about whether the video might be doctored. Listen to this.
We know that there's a little sketchy, funny things in this video where it might be edited. It might be destroyed. It might be prepared. They had enough time to edit it. They had enough time to temper with it. So they're trying to defend him by saying, well, the kid had a gun. No, bullshit.
Well, how do you counter that, Alderman? And that's, you know, I don't know how you can dispel something like that.
Well, there are voices in our city who would like to see it in flames. And they are going to antagonize, they're going to provoke, and they're not necessarily interested in the truth. They're interested in a narrative that serves their agenda. That's dangerous. That's irresponsible. I don't believe for a minute anyone has doctored this video to somehow excuse the police or make the police look better. Can you imagine how high the stakes would be for someone attempting to do that?
Right.
Would be almost impossible for them to do such a thing and not leave some type of fingerprints. And can you imagine what the ramifications would be if they were caught doctoring a video?
There is
no way that happened, and anyone claiming that it did is doing so for the sole purpose of trying to antagonize violence in our city, and that is wrong, and they need to be called out, and they need to stop it.
Alderman Brian Hopkins from the 2nd Ward near Northside, thank you very much for your description, your information today. I appreciate it. Be well, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, and stay safe, everybody.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. Time to get into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.